Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Unless something unexpected happens in Congress on Saturday, by this time tomorrow, much of the federal government will be out of money. Some of it will be effectively closed. Addressing the threat at an event at the Pentagon,
President Biden said Republicans are failing the troops.
It's an absolute dereliction of duty.
We're not people.
Alice Silver is the wife of a Coast Guard petty officer and mother of two in Virginia.
Times are hard as it is, and a paycheck being missed is a big problem. We're normal people who really, really need paid, and it's not fair.
That report from correspondent Scott McFarlane. And now to Detroit, WWJ's Jeff Gilbert covering the United Auto Workers strike against the major U.S. carmakers. That walkout in week three and just stepped up against Ford and GM.
An expanded strike, says Ford CEO Jim Farley, could mean 325 to 500,000 layoffs among auto suppliers. A bad contract, he says, could mean fewer investments and fewer jobs long term.
What is at stake here? Is the future of the domestic auto industry.
Farley says they're close on economic issues, but the big hang-up is with pay for future workers at EV battery plants. The UAW calls that a misrepresentation. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
New York City is drenched and then some like it rarely is. A season's worth of rain in just a couple of days, most of it on Friday. More than half a foot of rain flooding some subway and rail lines, highways and airport runways. Jennifer Bizram of CBS New York talked to homeowners in Queens.
Living with rain, literally.
We got water in our basement.
Garden hoses outside of homes, draining rainwater outside of basements.
I have a pump in my basement, pumping water into the street, and then I have a pump in my driveway, pumping water into the street.
But not everyone on the block has water pumps.
People in Home Depot fighting for the pumps, literally fighting for pumps.
Washington, D.C. and her home state of California are honoring the late Senator Dianne Feinstein with flags at half-staff and with memories, especially at the school named for her, Dianne Feinstein Elementary. Reporter Leslie Gooden of CBS Bay Area.
Tabitha Romero says she has been a Bay Area resident her entire life, and Senator Dianne Feinstein has always been a constant for her.
The Bay Area really appreciated knowing that no matter what she was, she knew that San Francisco was home.
On Friday morning, when she found out that the longest-serving female senator in history passed away at the age of 90, she was devastated.
The trading week ended on something of a mixed note on Wall Street. The Dow was down 159 points, but the Nasdaq was up 18. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.